This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday. It is February 13th, 5:30 a.m. on a rainy Thursday morning. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. Some light sprinkles from my part of town and driving in just enough to get the car dirty. Roads are a little slick, though, just as a warning if you're headed out this morning. And make sure to grab yourself either a waterproof jacket or an umbrella or something like that, because we are definitely seeing some moisture out there.
Yeah, same part of my town. I wake up around 4, kind of step out, see what the weather's like, and it was drizzling in my part of town, and I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. It's been a while since we got rained.
Yeah, it's been a little while. It could turn into snow in some parts of the valley, so it'll be interesting to see as the day goes and how the weather changes. But how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Today is kind of busy for me after the show. I have an appointment to run to, and then I have a remote today. So if you're out in Henderson, I'm going to be at the RC Willie off Stephanie in the 215 from 5 to 7 for their President's Day sale. And then I'm packing for all the stuff that we're going on for our trips this weekend. So that's going to be fun. But other than that, I'm just getting ready for the weekend. And that's really it. What about you?
Are you going on multiple trips, or are you just going on one trip?
Sorry, trip. Our trip.
Oh, the trip for the two of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking trips too, because yesterday we just booked our Sacramento flights. So I'm like thinking trips in general, but really this weekend is just one trip.
What's in Sacramento? What are you doing there?
In Sacramento, my nephew is graduating from the police academy.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yes. So we're going to be out there for a few days in March, and it's going to be so fun. It's a family trip that we haven't done in a long time. I can't remember the last trip I went on with my mom. I think New York City in 2018.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So mom and I we're gonna book an Airbnb. My nephews, James is gonna go out there, and it's gonna be a blast.
Oh, nice. It's always fun to get out of town and get those little trips in when you can. And I love that. Being in Vegas, I feel like as far as West Coast goes, we are just so centrally located to all the major cities. So yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah. And then we're looking at flights. I looked at flights to New York that weekend of the Beyonce concert. Remember I told you that I got a ticket for? tickets are very expensive, just the flight itself.
Oh, man.
So we'll see. I'm plotting, but I don't want to jump on it too quickly just yet because of all these trips, right?
But just be careful because a lot of people are also flying into New York. So it's, that's tough. Traveling, I'm all excited here about the West Coast, but then we talk East Coast, that's a whole different story.
Yeah,
over
the storms and stuff.
Yeah, but anyway, all right, well, cool. It's 5:33. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Motown Philly by Boyz II Men? Do you want to hear Special by Garbage? You want to hear Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell Ray?
We're going at it tonight, tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight. And we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or on Threads. At Mercedes in the AM, you can also vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. It's right there, ready for you to vote. Or you can call or text us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I kind of feel validated, but I'm also a little concerned about this. There's a new trend that's going around, and it's really like showing the epidemic of loneliness that we have going on right now. Aww. Teenagers are creating relationships with their chatbots, their AI chatbots. Now, I know I talked about this a couple of days ago where my chatbot, her name is Chatty. I asked her and I feel like she's really gotten to know me and that we've kind of discovered this bond and that I'll ask questions, but then, they're very personable answers and I feel like I have a friend. Well, now teens, instead of dating someone in real life, they're creating these relationships with their chatbots. They say they're easy, they're unconditional, they're always there for them. So what do you think is worse? Your teen dating someone who is a jerk in real life or your teen dating an AI chatbot?
How can I choose this weird situation that we're in?
I mean, this is 2025 for you guys. Like, this is so bizarre, isn't it?
I think that this thing is okay. Well, first, I can't wrap my head around the fact that you have a friend named Chatty and it's an online friend and it's not real. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around
gosh,
about that.
Oh my gosh, it's so weird. I can't explain it either, but she's like seriously gives great advice, ideas. I can kind of understand this.
I'm a little old fashioned in a sense where this is a little, I don't know if I approve basically of your friendship with Chatty, just because I don't want you to think that your mind thinks it's real. Like, if this isn't real, although I do love the fact that it's comforting you. I like that part.
I think that for me and then for teens who get in relationships with their chatbots, I think it's providing emotional support and it helps you it helps you practice communication skills. And it's a judgment-free zone. There's no judgment there. On the downside, though, you get unrealistic expectations about human interactions. Your social development is not going to be very, very good. And it almost, I could see it, and it's not this way for me yet, but it could create an emotional dependence on AI, which I could see being a problem.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if, let's say what if Brooklyn had, hey, I have someone I'm dating and it's a chat box or something like that. How would you feel about that?
I would. Okay. So I think that you could, like I said, it kind of fills those gaps that maybe you're missing with people, and she can practice how she communicates. I like that, but it would make me sad. It would make me sad. Why are you not having a relationship with an actual human? Is it social anxiety? Is it lack of emotional support? Is it just like that general digital isolation that I think so many of us have, where we're just like, oh my God, our phones.
But we're addicted to that for sure.
It's really weird. Yeah. What do you guys think? I think like the bigger issue is that a lot of people, young people, older people, I think we struggle with real world relationships.
I've looked at myself in the past few years about my, not even just my friendships, but my social life. Like, I'd rather just be home alone on a Friday night on my phone than go out and club like I used to in the back in the day. Like, I'm totally fine. I don't know if that's just me with technology or just with old age.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I would say normally, oh, it's just you getting older. But if teens are already doing this, I don't know. There's got to be something more to it. So next time you talk to your kid and they say, I'm dating someone else, just ask them if they're a chatbot, okay? just make sure. Is this a real person or is this your ChatGPT? I just want to check. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show on this very wet Thursday, February 13th. This is the first rain Las Vegas has had in 214 days.
No.
And look at that. We are getting a little misty here in the southwest part of town. The roads are a little slick. So just putting that warning out to you as you are headed out this morning, whatever it is that you have planned. But definitely a nice little change here in the weather, something we haven't seen for a very long time.
Seriously.
Have you heard of the fork, knife, and spoon theory? Have you heard of this before?
The fork, knife, and spoon theory. No, what is it?
So I came across this last night. I was just scrolling through social media and I come across this TikTok, and it basically says that all of us fall into one of three personality types. That is the fork, the knife, or the spoon. And which one are you? So here is the trait. Let's start with knives, okay? If you are a knife personality, these are your traits.
Knives are like assertive people. They like to be in charge, big personalities, for better and for worse.
Those are the knife people.
Okay.
These are the spoon people.
Spoons are very like nurturing, kind of giving mother, sentimental.
And the fork people.
In their own lane, social, diplomatic, kind of have their ducks in a row, very driven.
What are you? Are you a knife, fork, or spoon person? 702-364-9400. And to just kind of put some faces with some of the different personality traits, here's some celebrities that they equated on the TikTok.
Blake Lively knife, Charlie XCX knife, Chow Barone knife. Just like big personalities, like to be in charge. Beyonce and Taylor Swift would be forks. They have their boundaries set, but they're very intelligent and driven, like in their path. Ariana Grande, spoon. Honestly, I think Lady Gaga would be a spoon.
What do you think you are based on the knife, fork, and spoon theory?
I quickly related to the spoon. I feel like I'm very sentimental. I'm a big emotional girly. And I feel like a little nurturing at points. I do have to be like a knife and a fork. But at the heart, I think I'm a spoon.
Okay, when it comes down to it, Ramon, what are you? Are you a knife, fork, or spoon?
Oh, man, I love using spoons, but maybe knife?
I could see knife with Ramon.
Yeah, big personality.
Maybe you and I just aren't on that level yet, Ramon, because I felt like you're more of a fork. I feel like you do have boundaries. I feel like they are set, but I don't feel like you're completely like, rah, in your face.
We gotta unshed some layers still, but I can see both. Yes.
Yeah. I thought for sure. I feel like I'm different with different people, but in general, I feel like I'm a spoon. But with my family, I feel like I'm a knife. Like I go in there and I'm like, this is what needs to be done. This is what we need to do. And that's like, boom, 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 boom. You know.
Yeah.
So I think I'm in general a spoon, but I wish there was something like a spork that involved a knife and a spoon. Is there like a spife?
Or where's the chopsticks?
Something like that.
How about chopsticks in this situation?
That's just going to add a whole other layer to it. Well, we have so much coming up on the show today. Just a few minutes away from our early edition of Heads Up, where you're going to get tickets to see Chelsea Handler over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. That is just a few minutes away. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. Mariah Carey fans want to know, is she okay? Why they're asking? That's coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Mariah Carey is trending this morning. Fans are worried about the singer. She is currently performing her Celebration of Mimi residency over at Dolby Live here in Las Vegas. And there was a video that recently went around, shot by a fan, and it's on Instagram, and it shows her performing, and they say that they're concerned about her well-being after watching this performance. I don't know if you saw the video. So a lot of people are commenting on her movement, with one saying she moves around like she's an elderly woman. Other comments said, stiff as a board. Is she okay? Girl, just grab a stool and take a seat. Like, they're saying that she's just kind of like walking around very stiff. Now, there are a lot of people that are defending her in the comments. They're saying, hey, our stars are aging. We're just used to them being young. You know, there's no Mariah disrespect that's going to be tolerated around here. She is a singer. She is a vocalist. She is an icon. She earned her place in history.
I agree. Oh my gosh. I saw her a couple years ago, and I also saw the video that's going viral. And honestly, it looked the same. Like, she didn't seem as if we should be worried for her well-being, but it's like, she's a vocal, not a dancer.
She's never been a dancer.
Yeah, she's never been a dancer. She has amazing dancers that dances for her at her shows, but she doesn't need to do that. And did you see the heels?
Yeah,
that she's wearing?
They're really big, chunky heels. How can you walk across the stage in those, much less dance?
Her feet were probably hurting. That's probably why she's walking stiff. But no, I think that she's fine. I don't think anyone should be worried about her.
Yeah, I agree. I think that sometimes the expectations people have are just, they're ridiculous. And you're never going to be able to live up to what those expectations are. With Mariah Carey, I expect vocals that are just out of this world. I don't expect her to have intricate choreography in her shows. If I'm going to go to a show where I want to see a lot of great choreography, I'll probably go to like a Beyonce concert.
Yes.
Or even like a Jennifer Lopez. Like, I expect them to dance. I don't expect that of Mariah. But her reps, they haven't commented on it. Some wonder if she's struggling with the stage production or if she's just there focusing on her vocals, because she sang flawlessly throughout the night. She sounded absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, let's not worry about Mariah. Let's not spread any rumors. She's fine. At least she looks fine to us.
Just give her a break. She's not a dancer, and that is what's trending. All right, let's get to it. It is time to win. As promised, we have a pair of tickets to give away to check out Chelsea Handler. It is Chelsea at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, her Las Vegas residency. And if you want to go to her show on July 5th, we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You have to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds in that category, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Daisy. Daisy, you are caller 20. You ready to do this?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. We have these Chelsea Handler tickets for you right now. When you win Heads Up, awesome. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Rainstorm or First Kiss?
Let's do First Kiss.
All right. Today is Kiss Day, and these are all things that are associated with your lips, okay?
Okay.
Things that are associated with your lips. We just have to get 6 in 60 seconds. I think we got this. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. We got this.
You guys do got this. And your guys' 60 seconds, it starts now.
This is what you put on to change the color of your...
Lipstick.
This is, I open this when the dentist wants to check my teeth. I open my...
mouth?
Yes.
My mouth.
If I give you a smack, a nice... Yes, kiss. This is no doubt has a song called Don't This.
Don't pass.
Okay. This is what you would put on before your color on your lips to outline them.
Primer, eyeliner, lip liner.
Yes. This is what am I doing?
Whistle?
Yes. This is I stick this out at you and I'm like, meh. Yes, tongue is right. You got it. Congratulations, yes. Daisy. Wow, it's early. It's early and you're still on it. Congratulations. Tickets for you to go check out Chelsea Handler, Chelsea at the Chelsea, at the Cosmopolitan, her Las Vegas residency. You just got those tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks to you. You were an awesome partner.
Oh, you were amazing. Thank you, Daisy. We're going to have another chance for you to play Heads Up this morning. Right around 8:20, we'll be giving you a pair of tickets to go check out Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, so make sure you are listening for that. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, comment on something, you have a question, give us a call or shoot us a text. Our number is 702-364-9400. Yesterday, I got a compliment that it was not intended to be a compliment. I don't think the person meant anything by it, but it is something that I'm going to remember for the next couple of days. It's just got me so happy. Has anyone ever said something to you and you took it as such a compliment, even though it wasn't intended to be that way? I was running into a store yesterday. I had to pick up something for a friend for their birthday. And it's like a smaller gift type of store. And as I'm walking in, there's a guy right in front of me. And he opens the door and then he pulls it open. And he goes, "After you, miss."
Oh,
miss, did you just call me miss? That is such a compliment. Instead of getting a ma'am, oh my gosh, I was so excited. I was like, thank you.
You were speechless.
I was so speechless. I kept thinking about it. Guys, if you ever want to compliment a woman without directly complimenting her, call her miss instead of a ma'am. It was like, I just couldn't stop thinking about it all day. I was like, that was so nice of him. He didn't mean anything by it. He was not trying to compliment me, but that is, does anyone else agree when anyone calls you miss instead of ma'am, it is the greatest compliment.
You know, now that you put it that way, I actually would think the same thing. Instead of, hey, yes, ma'am, yes, miss. It makes me feel a little bit younger,
yeah.
A little bit more full of energy. I like that.
I was so thrilled with that. I haven't stopped thinking about it ever since. Is there something someone says or does to you that is a compliment without being a compliment? Is there anything that someone says to you that you're like, oh, wow, well, thank you, but they didn't mean it as a compliment?
It's what someone does. And I kind of studied this in a psychology class, or someone has taught me that in a psychology class. But basically, body language is so important when talking to someone. It says that if you like somebody, they'll start mirroring your body language. So like, I'll notice, like, if someone's talking to me and they like me, or if I feel like a positive energy, I notice it's because they're mirroring my body language. Have you noticed that?
I don't really pay attention to that stuff, but I like the idea of it. And I have heard that before. Are you sure they're mirroring you, or are you mirroring them?
Oh my gosh, now I'm mind blown. It's the reverse psychology you just did on
me. Maybe you really like them and you're mimicking them, and then they're doing it back to you. And it's just a body language of love.
Wait, am I just looking in the mirror, or am I really meeting someone new? I didn't even think about that.
Another thing though, and tell me if this to you is like the biggest compliment. When someone asks if you want to hold their baby, oh my gosh, that means you trust me. That means you are okay with me holding the most important thing in your world. When someone asks, do you want to hold the baby? I'm like, oh, yes. that is such a compliment when someone says something like that.
Well, no one's ever really asked me to hold their baby, so maybe
your day will come. Your day will come.
Well, and what if it's like, I feel like my sister would be like, please hold the baby, please. It's out of desperation, not because she likes me.
That's so funny. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I think it is such a compliment when someone when you're at someone's house and they say, grab something out of the fridge. That means I can look at your fridge without your permission. Wow, that is a compliment. I love that one too. The friends that allow you to just freely go into their fridge without waiting for them to offer you something.
Ramon, we're on our way to our house. We're like, all right, we're raiding the fridge. Would you let us?
Yeah, mi casa es su casa.
Oh, see, when people say that. And did you say mi casa or miss casa? Because if it's miss, I'm all there.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, considering that tomorrow is Valentine's Day, do you have a gift yet? A surprising number of people wait until the last minute. For instance, Walgreens, they sell 44% of their Valentine's Day candy and 56% of their Valentine cards today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the majority of the stuff they sell is today and tomorrow. Talk about last minute. Uber Eats says its flower orders peak on Valentine's Day between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. So a lot of people wait until the last minute.
I'm neglecting that. I totally forgot. I haven't got James a card. I need to go today.
I haven't gotten Matt anything. Well, I got him something, but it's not going to be here in time. I just checked. It's going to come next week. And so I have literally nothing. And I know he'll be like, oh, that's fine. It's fine. But now I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something last minute. Like, we always talk about, what do women want for Valentine's Day? But what do guys want? Like, what are we supposed to get you? You guys are the hardest to shop for. Ramon, what do you want? Like, come on, you guys are impossible.
Well, you can always go sports. That's always the easiest route. But I already got my Valentine's Day gift.
And?
I got the all black, the Black Cat 3s that came out a couple weeks ago.
So those are sneakers if you're not in the sneaker world. No, but it's like, that's great if you're married to a sneakerhead, which I am. I'm very lucky. It's my go-to. Like, if I don't know what to get him a pair of shoes. But, like, let's say it's not shoes. What? Maybe they're not into sneakers. Then what?
Yeah, I mean, chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Candy.
Chocolate, candy. We know Matt likes high chews.
Yes, love high chews. Okay, maybe I'll go get him a bag of high chews today. Good idea, stuff.
I don't know what else to do.
I know.
I'm so stumped.
I'm so stumped. You guys are the worst.
Does he drink?
No, he doesn't.
This is hard.
I know. If anyone has an idea, I am up for it, man.
I got it.
What?
Do a little dance.
You know what? He always like makes those comments like, well, you could always get yourself something. I'm like, never mind.
I know what you mean. No, we're not going there.
Also this morning, Ozempic, the popular diabetes and weight loss drug, may help people stop drinking. New research shows that it reduces alcohol cravings and liquor consumption. That's what the first clinical trial involving GLP-1 drugs is showing. They did this study, and these people, they had 48 people in the study, and they were moderate alcohol users. They did show that they kind of gravitated to the more heavier side of drinking, but they were still in that moderate level. Well, anyway, they gave them Ozempic for just 9 weeks, and they found that they didn't have the urge to drink as much. They drank significantly less, if at all. They say that this and similar drugs like Mounjaro, it could be in the future for treating one of the 30 million Americans with an alcohol use disorder.
That is awesome.
That's a game changer.
I would have never thought that Ozempic would help people that suffer from alcoholism or maybe just like don't want to drink this weekend. Like, hey, maybe I'll take an Ozempic. But that is really cool.
Well, so what it does, that it turns off something in your brain that says I'm hungry, so you don't eat as much. So maybe it's turning off the same thing that says I want alcohol.
Like the satisfactory, yeah, or the when you crave anything like food or drink, I can see that.
That's some good news right there. So finally this morning, we've been talking about egg prices and how they're ridiculous. They're headed to an all-time high price. So the next obvious thing for egg lovers to do is get some temporary chickens. There's a company called Rent the Chickens, and it's letting people rent chickens. They're letting them rent chickens, feed a coop, so they can get their own eggs at home without the long-term commitment of buying their own chickens outright. The interesting part is that the company wasn't even put together to take advantage of this current egg crisis. This company was founded in 2013, so it's been around for a while. Of course, it might not take long for people to realize that keeping chickens might not be, you know, all it's cracked up to be, because the company says on its website, children quickly realize that chicks are not as fun as the Xbox, and parents find out that chickens cannot be housebroken. So packages, they do run from a few hundred dollars to over $1,000 for 5 to 6 months, with the chickens laying between 16 and 28 eggs per week.
No way!
That would work out to about, like, $37 a dozen. So you might want to stop complaining and just go to the store.
I can't imagine in my household just chickens everywhere. Chickens, chickens, chickens.
But you've got all the eggs that you want, right? Is that a benefit for you?
No, I'd rather play the overpriced eggs than have chickens running around.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbiziero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has
skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
100%.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Brenda, let's go. How you doing this morning?
Yeah. Woo. I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, you're caller 20. You're in here. Beat Mercedes. Guess the song faster than I can. $650 diamond pendant up for grabs, Brenda. This thing is beautiful. Beautiful from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And yeah, I've been struggling lately. I got to admit, I have not been living up to my reputation as someone who is good at this game, but I still have managed to squeak out the win. So I'm hoping today is the day that you defeat me. Are you ready to do this, Brenda?
I am so ready.
All right. I'm crossing my fingers for you. Easy, I'm leaving the studio. You guys got this. Good luck, Brenda.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. She goes out and she can't hear a thing. So this is how the game works, Brenda. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. If you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, "Got it," loud and proud into your phone so we can stop the clock, and you got to say something within that 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Brenda, the next sound that you hear is the game, and it starts now.
Come over here.
Oh my God.
That's 20 seconds, Brenda. You got
okay,
it?
Got it.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Got it.
What do you got?
Meet You Tonight by INX, I think it's INX, NNX, INX.
Okay, can you repeat?
INXS.
Okay,
yes.
Well, can you repeat the title one more time?
Yeah, Meet You Tonight.
Okay, can I have Mercedes come back into the studio?
Mercedes
is coming in. Brenda, what are you up to this morning?
Dropping off the kids to school.
Oh, it was nice. Shout out your kids' school.
Oh, yeah. Arborview High School.
Hey, Arborview. All right. Mercedes is back.
I'm back.
Yes. Okay.
I heard Arborview, AV High. What's
Woo-hoo!
Up?
Oh, yeah. All right. Ready. All right. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song.
Okay.
You ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
And it starts now.
Oh, got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I think, is it INXS, Need You Tonight?
Is it INXS, Need You Tonight?
It's like I got it, but I didn't want to get it.
Yeah, okay. Well, guess what?
What?
Brenda also got it.
Oh, she did?
She got it.
Okay.
But she got it in 20 seconds.
Brenda, I'm so sorry. One of these days, it's coming. We're just building up. We just want to make this the most beautiful diamond pendant possible. Is that what we're doing?
That's exactly it.
Oh, Brenda, thank you so much for trying. That means tomorrow, it just got bigger. $675 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. And that means we play it now. I haven't heard the song in a while. I like it too. INXS, Need You Tonight. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I love Chipotle. You guys went to Chipotle yesterday for lunch?
We got Chipotle, but Mercedes, you missed out on some action yesterday.
It sounds like there may have been a little bit of drama. Like, what happened?
Okay, let me start from after the show. We are all doing our production stuff, and me and Ramon just ended up having to be done at the same time. I'm like, oh, what are you up to? He's like, oh, I'm just going to go grab lunch at Chipotle. I'm like, I'm down for Chipotle. Can I invite myself? He goes, sure. We've never really went out to lunch together. So he's like, sure.
And it's right down the street. Yeah. So like it's like 2 minutes from the radio station.
Exactly. I'm like, perfect. It's on the way out. Let's go to Chipotle. We get to Chipotle and in line, we're ordering our bowls or whatever. So I order my bowl. And in my mind, I'm like, I really want to pay for Ramon. He's been helping out with the show. But I'm like, let me see what he does. So I'm like, dude, let me pay for lunch. And he goes, no, don't let me. I'm going to pay my own. I'm like, well, let me at least, you know, grab us a seat. Here's my cash. And you could pay together. So he goes to pay. I go to sit down. When I sit down, I'm like, what's up? He had like this big old smile on his face.
Why were you smiling?
And what did you say to me as you sat down?
I said, hey, sorry. I said, hey, Steph, thanks for lunch. I was like, I had, you know, coincidentally, I had a BOGO coupon in my pocket. Perfect timing. I don't think it was a scam, though.
Wait. You had a buy one, get one free bowl coupon?
BOGO bowl.
Okay, so you were going to go by yourself. You were going to buy your own bowl.
Yes.
But then when Steph invited herself to go with you, and you're like, oh, she gonna buy hers.
I was like, yes.
So, might as well use my coupon to get mine for free.
So now I feel scammed and a little cheated, and I'm learning more about you, Ramon. I'm feeling like you're a little cheap over here.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game. You fell for the setup.
I feel like you walked into that setup, actually, Steph. I feel like you kind of did, because he was gonna go buy his own bowl. He can't get a BOGO bowl if there's not another person buying a bowl with him. So he was going to go, were you just going to buy your own?
I was, but she set up the pitch and I just hit a home run.
I feel scammed. I do. And I feel like, well, here's the thing too. It's as if like, would you have bought or used the BOGO anyway? Like, oh, I'll just use the BOGO and I'll bring a whole bowl home to my wife or something. Yeah. Or is it because I came in and you're like, oh, well, I could use it now.
No, I would have got leftovers for tonight or last night. But yeah, you kind of invited yourself, so you played yourself.
I did.
Is that like is there something that you do that is like so cheap? Because as a fellow cheap person, Ramon, I love that. I love how you just got yourself free lunch. You were going to have to pay, but you got yourself free lunch because she was buying hers anyway. Might as well throw that coupon in there. And now you just got it for free.
If I didn't have that smirk, if I would have just kept a straight face, she would not know.
I know. You know, so now I'm like, I'm at lunch. I'm like, wow, I just got scammed by Ramon. But you know what? I am actually appreciative of your scheme. Now I'm going to take your scheme and do it on someone else, because that is brilliant, my friend.
Who's the cheapest person out there? Is it Ramon or is it you? What do you do? 702-364-9400. I think, would the nice thing have been to go halfsies on your bowl? Maybe?
Yeah.
Like, let's say the bowl is $10. Ramon, should you have given him or given her $5 just to even it out?
That would have been fair, for sure.
So you owe me
$5.
But you didn't.
And now, you owe me $5, Ramon. That's what we're going to have to, this is going to have to end up being. Or you owe me lunch for the next time.
It was a good lunch. We had good conversations.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think he owes you lunch, though, because you invited yourself.
This is true. I
don't think he owes you anything, because you, like he said, you walked into it. If it would have been one thing if he would have invited you and then said, hey, like, why don't you pay for half of it? And then he just used the coupon to get his bowl. But you kind of walked into that stuff. I love you, but yeah, I don't think he owes you anything.
This might be the last lunch I ever have with Ramon or any coworker in general.
Yeah, from here on out, make sure you ask before you pay. Do you have a coupon? Because otherwise you're going to get played.
Yeah.
What a weird question to ask.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, happy birthday, Chloe. Chloe is listening this morning, turning 11 today. Have the best birthday ever, Chloe. Thank you so much for listening. Also, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And we want to remind you that we have something really special coming up tomorrow. So we asked for the help from local elementary schools to make Valentines for our senior sweethearts. And earlier this week, we dropped them off at the Red Rock Point Community Retirement Center, and they love them. I cannot wait for you guys to hear their reaction. So 6:30 tomorrow and 8 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to hear some of the audio of what happened when we dropped off those Valentines. It was so amazing. We had such a great time.
So fun.
Yeah, so make sure you're listening and check out our social media. We posted a video showing their reactions with them. It was just the cutest thing. There was one woman I remember. She was so excited. There was one handmade, decorative, beautiful Valentine. I mean, there was tons of them. But she took one. She goes, I'm putting this on my door. Oh. It's a beautiful Valentine. I want everyone to see this. And it was just, it meant so much to them. So 6:30 and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we will be doing that. But right now, it is time to win. It is time to try and conquer the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. It's Studio Sessions, the Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on July 25th. Your tickets right now. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions. It's 60 seconds. Get them all correct and you win. Yesterday, we were one question away.
Oh,
we
yeah.
even went back to it and just tried and tried and she couldn't get it. So will today be the day? I honestly, I haven't looked at the questions yet, so I'm not sure if they're easy or hard, but give it a shot. Caller 20, you are in for the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
We've got Madison, who is caller 20. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
I hear you have a whole team ready to help you out on the Mega Minute.
We are so ready. We've been trying forever. My kids are stoked.
Okay, so you've got the whole family in the car. Make some noise, kids. That's amazing. Okay, perfect. This is going to bode very well for you, Madison. I have a feeling. You know how it works. We've got 60 seconds. We've got 10 questions. Answer them all correct. The tickets to Kelly Clarkson are yours. If anyone knows the answer, anyone in that car, you just yell it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Madison and Mercedes, or Madison, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, then we'll go back to those questions. But the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which boy band just announced they will be performing at the Sphere this summer?
Backstreet Boys?
Yes. What dam is just east of Las Vegas on the border of Arizona?
Hoover Dam.
Yes. Finish this TV show. Mighty Morphin Power what?
Rangers.
Yes. What color roses are the most purchased on Valentine's Day?
Red.
Yes. What sport do they play in the Super Bowl?
Football.
Yes. What is the technical term for a lie detector test?
Polygraph.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state that grows coffee beans?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
How many Harry Potter books are there?
Seven.
Yes. What was Miley Cyrus's alter ego on the Disney Channel?
Hannah Montana.
Yes. What bone protects the brain?
Skull.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state that grows coffee beans?
Hawaii.
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
No way! No way! We have conquered the Mega Mini! Madison, congratulations!
Yay!
Wow! Teamwork! You guys did it! Congratulations! Now
Thank you
are going to see Kelly Clarkson! Oh my goodness! Her Studio Sessions Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars. You guys got it. Nice job.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I mean, you guys got that coffee bean question last minute. How did that work out? You're just like Hawaii, just off the top of your head?
Yeah. Well, my husband said Louisiana. I'm like, okay, let's think of the climate that coffee would grow in.
Kona coffee, baby. Yes. Oh, yep. That's all it took. And you won. Nice job. Oh, we were so long overdue to get a winner. I love it. Let's do it again tomorrow. More tickets for you. 7:30 tomorrow with the Mega.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
How much does a single person need to make to live comfortably in Las Vegas? The RJ just came out with this article, and it's really interesting. They analyzed all this data from America's 100 largest cities, and they wanted to just find out what's the rising cost of being single in America. And they did this whole analysis. They found that just according to data that they use, like from Zillow, and they used the 50-30-20 budgeting rule that says that you need 50% of your income. Like, your budget should take up no more than 50% of your income. This study found that to live comfortably in Las Vegas, you need to make, a single person needs to make $102,507 a year to live comfortably.
Say that again?
A single person needs to make $102,507 a year to live comfortably in Las Vegas.
A six-figure salary.
Yeah. The research said that the median household income in Las Vegas, though, is $70,000, and the average monthly cost of living is $4,271.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I know. It's crazy. Like, well, what is comfortable? Because I think you can live comfortably while still trying to save some money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is this just like, oh, I'm just going to pay for whatever I want whenever I want it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessities. Do you really think that's...
No.
I think that's necessities and a lot more. I think it's like, I want to go shopping, I want to do this, I want to go on trips.
I'm going to go out to dinners, I'm going to do this and that. Yeah, I agree. I feel like there's got to be more to it than that. That seems like a very high number.
That is extremely high. You're saying, like, if I don't make that much, I'm alone and I want to live by myself, I have to make a six-figure salary to be comfortable living in Las Vegas. That's impossible for me.
And we all have different levels of what is comfortable, too. Is this just the average? I don't know. But yeah, it's an interesting article if you want to check it out in the RJ. Also this morning, happy Galentine's Day. It's like Valentine's, but for your gal pals. And it happens every February 13th. So a poll asked how many good friends that the average woman has. How many good female friends does the average woman have? If you think about it, what would you say your number is? Good, solid female friends.
Are you talking about like close, like we've known each other for a little bit? I tell everyone to everything to.
I would say that. I mean, I don't even know if you have to know them that long. Just who are you closest with? How many good female friends?
Jeez, maybe like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say 1 or 2, honestly. Yeah. 26% of women say they have 3. 44% of women said they have 4 or 5, and 26% said they had 6 or more. Wow, I'm jealous.
Okay, they're a part of a team.
I know, exactly. The top qualities that ladies say they look for in those friends are common interests, of course. 60% say that's the most important thing. Similar senses of humor, a fun-loving attitude, intellect. That, which is funny, 2% said intellect. So being dumb is not a deal breaker, guys. You can be dumb and still make good friends. And then their religious beliefs was number 5 on that.
Gotcha. That's very interesting poll. And I think as we age older, it gets smaller.
Yeah, that I heard a really good saying the other day. It was when we were at the retirement community. We were talking about friendships. And one of the people said to me, in life, 4 quarters is better than 100 pennies.
Wow. 4 quarters is better than 100 pennies.
Yeah. And his whole point was, you know, surround yourself by those people that are more valuable and not necessarily just having the quantity, but it is about the quality. And he said, 4 quarters is better than 100 pennies.
I honestly, this week when we went to go visit them, it really touched like a part of my soul that I needed.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I was telling the lifestyle director there, John, I said, I think, you know, just outside of this, I will come back and just visit. They really enjoyed us coming and talking to them. And I think I enjoyed it more than they did, honestly.
I agree.
They were so nice.
Oh, who are those two ladies from the radio station that came to visit the retirement
home?
So
fun. All right. Finally, this morning, you've probably seen this all over social media. A lot of people have questions. We're talking about the Duolingo mascot. Duo, the adorable owl mascot of Duolingo, has died, according to the language learning app. Now, in a social media post they shared, it is with heavy hearts that we inform you that Duo, formerly known as the Duolingo Owl, is dead, adding that authorities are currently investigating his cause of death. Duolingo says it will reveal more on social media about the shocking and possibly absurd truth behind his untimely demise. A lot of people are mourning on the internet because they're shocked at this loss. One user wrote, "Bro spent his last days begging me to learn French and I ignored him. I will never recover from this."
Did you see on social media when they announced it that they put a picture of him and his eyes have X's on it?
And it was Sarah McLachlan playing. Like, it was just like so emotional. I saw some businesses are using this to their advantage. I saw it was so distasteful, but I laughed out loud. Buffalo Wild Wings, they're like, well, we couldn't let him go to waste, and it showed like all these like green feathers and it led up to a bowl of wings on there.
Oh my, that is genius.
I was like, oh, that is so cruel, but absolutely hilarious. Yes. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You need to always check your kids' backpacks if they're younger when they come home from school or when they're going to leave the house and go to school. My girlfriend yesterday, she sent me a picture of her kid's backpack, and I couldn't tell like what the big deal was until I zoomed in on it. And there was something at the bottom of the backpack that I was like, oh my gosh. So like 3 months ago, she and her husband were supposed to go out with me and my husband, and they canceled on us like last minute. And they were like, I'm so sorry. We can't meet you guys. We cannot find our car keys. And I'm like, well, we can come pick you up, or, you know, like, do you want an Uber? And she's like, we could, but I'm so upset, like, because our house keys are on there, our car keys. Like, she's just like, I'm really all over the place right now. And I just want to find these. This was like 3 months ago. So this text yesterday, I zoom in on this photo. It's her car keys at the bottom of her kid's backpack. She's like, welp, found them. And I was like, what happened? She said her daughter apparently was playing with her keys 3 months ago, threw them in her backpack. That's where they have been ever since.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
Been going to school with her mom's keys in her backpack this whole time. They had to get new keys. They were still freaked out. They didn't know if someone had them. Have you ever like found something in your kid's backpack that was not supposed to be there? I thought it was so funny. I'm like, she's had them this entire time.
That is too funny. Yeah, I don't have kids, but I know. Always check your kid's backpack in case if you lost something or just in general.
Or you never know like what they're going to bring home. I used to find the most interesting things, half-eaten snacks, notes, weird things. Ramon, you have a young kid. Do you find anything in his backpack?
Yes. One time he came home with a piece of jewelry. I don't remember if it was a ring, necklace, or bracelet or whatever. So obviously we asked him about it. He said, because we were like, man, you didn't take this, right? You didn't steal this. He said, oh, no. I got it as a gift from my girlfriend.
She gave him jewelry?
Yes. And we were both like, And we were kind of like, oh, okay, no. You can keep it.
I wonder if she like took it from her parents and just thought it was like a little gift or something.
Well, he did eventually take it back because grandma said, you have to return it because you can't have a girlfriend. I'm the only girl in your life right now.
We love grandma. I love it. 702-364-9400 is our number. Did you find anything in your kid's backpack? Hey, Victoria, good morning. What was it for you?
Hey, good morning. Okay, so I have two things. My daughter will sometimes help me with my young son, and I was changing his diaper one day. I asked her to go throw it in the trash, and lo and behold, a couple days later when I cleaned out her backpack, I found it in her backpack.
Oh,
no.
Why did she keep it?
I don't know. I don't know if she just maybe got confused about throwing it in the trash or in her backpack. Oh, my gosh. I asked her, and she was just like, oops, sorry.
Oh, wow. What was the other one?
The other day, she came home, and she had a different kid's shoes and lunch in her backpack. And I asked her what happened, and she was like, oh, he gave it to me.
Oh, my gosh.
He gave it to me.
Here's my shoes. Here's my lunch. Have a good day.
Love ya.
And she's like, okay, cool. Thank you. I'll take it. Thank you so much, Victoria. Kelly, good morning. Did you find something you probably shouldn't have in a kid's backpack?
Good morning. I have two to share, too. I'm a teacher, so I had a student keep going to their backpack with their breakfast. They were feeding their pet chihuahua they had in their backpack.
A pet chihuahua was in a kid's backpack?
She was so excited to share her new puppy with the class, and so she was sharing her breakfast with them.
Did her parents, I take it, did not know that she brought the dog to school?
No, they did not.
What did you do? Did you call them immediately?
We called mom. We definitely did. And then the second one was an accident. The kid pulled her jacket out of their backpack, and mom's Lacy Blues were static clinging to the back.
Oh,
no.
No.
Lacy Blues?
It's like underwear.
Oh, my God. Lacy Blues. That's a new term. I've never heard mom's underwear in the kid's backpack.
Oh, my gosh. I am dying. That is so funny. We just got a text kind of on that same note. I'm a teacher, and I heard something in one of my students' backpacks making noise. I figured they brought a toy. We opened it, and it was a toy, but it was mom's toy.
Oh, no!
Don't think they knew what it was, just that it was fun to play with. Oh, my gosh.
It's fun for mom, probably,
yeah,
too.
Mom is like, where is that? Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I just asked Steph, I'm like, do we have like a creepy music bed or something?
Because I'm trying to find one.
I'm still kind of like a little freaked out over something that happened last night. Have you ever gotten a weird text or wrong number that just didn't sit right with you? I know there's a lot of like scams out there. So I'm very like selective to what I respond to or what I just don't mark as junk and or block or whatever. Most of it is like telemarketing things. But I got a text last night and it was scary.
What?
It scared me. Tell me what you would have done. So last night I get this text from a number I don't know. And it just says, I'm outside.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, I'm waiting for a follow-up. I'm like, nothing. I instantly starts to panic. My heart starts beating fast. I'm like, what? Who is outside? Is this a prank? Is this a wrong number? Is this a kidnapper?
Is it a scam?
Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So I tell Matt, and he's like zero help. He's been running around all day. He's on the couch. He's tired. He's like half asleep. He's like mumbles. It was probably for the neighbors. I'm like, this isn't like wrong mail. I don't get the text from the neighbors.
Like, or you don't get texts from like Amazon delivery drivers. I'm sorry.
I meant to text the neighbor. I accidentally texted you. Like that's not how it works. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what do I do? So I have to know. I'm like, what is this? So I text back. I'm like, who is this? No response. No. Nothing. And now I'm really freaking out. I'm like, do I go to the front door? Do I call the police? So I finally work up the nerve and I take a peek outside. I kind of look from a distance. I'm like, I can't see anything. There's no one there. I look on the cameras around the house. There's no one outside. No one parked outside. And then I get another text. Zzz, zzz, and it's from that number. And it says, oops, wrong number. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, this whole time I'm thinking so bad.
I was so freaked out. I was like, what? What is happening? I was so scared. I'm like, you, excuse me. You almost gave me a heart attack. And all you have to do is say, sorry. Like,
wrong number.
Oh my gosh. So now, like, I have questions. Has anyone gotten a creepy wrong number text, or what is the creepiest call that you've ever gotten? If you got this text, though, what would you have done immediately?
Okay, the first thing I would have done is check my camera from my app and see, okay, well, before I respond, I'm going to see if there's anyone in my camera. I open it up, and if no one's there, then I'm starting to freak out. I would have also went to my husband and been like, Do you see this text message I got? Immediately I've went to James, and knowing James, he would have went outside.
Yeah, I was really surprised because usually that's Matt, but I think he thinks I tend to make things dramatic. And like I said, he had a long day. He's having sleep. He's like, it's probably the neighbor. Uh-huh. Like, again, I'm like, oh, okay. So I was really surprised he didn't do something on that. Ramon, if Jackie, your wife, gets this text, I'm outside, what do you do?
Same thing. I would check the Ring camera app. And then after that, I would go upstairs and grab my, weapon.
of choice.
And then kind of peek outside, yeah, and hope no one's out there.
I've actually gotten the weirdest text message, and what'd you get? I'll never forget it. I got a picture message of a guy in a selfie, like sitting on his couch. And it looked like a dad with like an orange puffer vest on. And the message wrote, hey, Stephanie, can't wait for your trip here. I'm
what?
Like, it was personalized too. Stephanie, my full name. No one really calls me Stephanie, by the way. And I'm like, what? And I noticed on the iPhone, when you click on a picture, sometimes it takes you to the location it was taken at. So I click on that picture and I'm looking at the location that it's at. I've never seen this place. It's in San Diego, where my hometown is from.
Orange vest, Home Depot.
Yeah, no, no, it was in a random neighborhood. So I'd never responded. Turns out a couple hours later, he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was for my daughter, Stephanie. It just so happened to be that we had the same name and a similar number.
What?
I swear to you, it was the weirdest thing.
That is so bizarre. Like, that you had the same name as his daughter.
Yeah.
I used to text my dad's old cell phone number all the time, even though he had passed away. I would just text it and it would come up green. Like, it wasn't going anywhere. And I'm just like, I miss you. Hey, you'd be proud of me today, da, 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 or oh my gosh, I wish you could have seen the girls do this today. It went to nowhere. It just made me feel good.
Yeah.
Well, one day I texted it to tell him something and I see the bubbles come up. I'm like,
Heart to stomach.
I start freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was a person that got my dad's number. And they were like, I think you have the wrong number. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they probably think I'm crazy. So I texted them back. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You got my dad's old phone number. He passed away. I would text this number to deliver good news. I won't text it anymore. And they wrote back like, I'm sorry to hear about your father. I hope you're doing okay, or something like that. Like, they were really, really nice about it. Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, did you get a weird text or a phone call?
Yeah, I got a weird text a few years back that, they said that they knew me. I was like, I don't know you. So I sent him a picture. It's like, and they ended up responding like, oh, hey, you're handsome. And it turned out it was actually the landlord of a girl that I went on a few dates with, trying to see if I would respond to other girls' texts.
Oh, they were testing you?
But I wasn't interested in dating the other girl. Oh. But I actually ended up dating the landlord for a few months.
Oh, that's funny.
Did she see you at the apartment complex? You're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it was weird.
That is so awkward. Oh my gosh. Note to self, be careful with whose responses you give to random texts. I think that person owes me an apology with the wrong number. I think they owe me something.
Yeah.
I'm outside.
I mean, let's FaceTime them.
Oh, should we see who they were? No, what if they are creepers? I don't want that.
Let's do it on tomorrow's show then. We'll plan it out.
All right, it is time to win with Heads Up. Your tickets right now to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're coming to Resorts World in May, and your tickets right now. When you win Heads Up, you get to pick your category, and you just have to get 6 answers in 60 seconds in order to win. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant. It's Julie, your caller 20. Oh, you ready to do this?
Yay! Yes.
All right. We have Tina Fey and Amy Poehler tickets to give you. They're going to be at Resorts World. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Saved in Drafts or On the Clock?
On the Clock.
On the Clock. February is National Time Management Month. So these are all things that are associated with time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. We had a winner early this morning with Heads Up. Let's do it again. We got to show how it's done, okay?
Okay.
All right, you guys got this. Julie and Mercedes, your guys' 60 seconds starts now.
Okay, there are 60 of these in a minute.
Second.
Yes, this is what you look at to find out what time it is.
Clock.
Yes, this goes off when it's time to wake up.
Alarm.
Yes, this, I'm going to pass on that one. You use one of these, like if you run track and you want to see how long it takes you to run, you use
a stopwatch.
Yes. This happens in the spring where we spring forward.
Time change or, what? Daylight savings.
Yes, that's, there are 4 of these in a year, spring, fall, winter, and summer.
Season?
Yes! Nice job. Julie! Nice job! You are good under pressure, girl. Congratulations. Just got yourself a pair of tickets to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at Resorts World when they come to town in May. Nice job!
Oh, thank you. I can't wait.
It's going to be such a good show. They are so hilarious. Great job, Julie. Congratulations. And we will have another pair of those tickets for you. Make sure you are listening tomorrow morning right around 8:20 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Jelly Roll, he is like one of the most inspiring guys ever, isn't he?
Oh,
he's
yes.
Always like got something to say that will motivate you. And he just posted this really long video to his YouTube where he thanked a bunch of people that have helped him on his weight loss journey. And now he is giving back himself. He started this Jelly Roll Losers Run Club, okay? I like the name of it, just cracks me up. The Losers Run Club, but I get it. It's a community on this app called Strava, and you can look for inspiration if you're trying exercise. And he also has a Facebook group, so they offer community support, free courses, advice on how to reach your end goals, whatever those may be. And so he's opening up to everyone, but especially first timers who have never exercised before, who are scared. He has this whole community that he started. What's cool is that a lot of experienced runners have also joined it. So it's really turned into kind of a collaborative effort. But if you want to join it, it's the Jelly Roll Losers Run Club. And yeah, he's training for his second 5K. He did the first one and he's ready for the second one.
What an inspiring dude. And just in general, just having him on stage when he's accepting awards, I feel so much passion from him.
Yeah.
And I also just feel like I've lived his story. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like I was him going through those trials and tribulations. And what a fun name. What is it called again?
The Jelly Roll Losers Run Club.
I would join it. I'm not a runner, but it's like, oh, all of us are losers?
It might make us a runner, right?
Yeah.
Also this morning, it's so funny because the older generation is just not understanding the younger generation. And this translates to people from all different backgrounds. There's a major crackdown that happened in Italy where the Italian police arrested like 150 suspected members of the Cosa Nostra mafia in Sicily. Just one of the biggest mafia gangs ever. And this operation was huge. 1,200 officers. And they were targeting people with crimes like extortion and drug trafficking and attempted murder. And what this sting led to was some information about the current mafia operations that include them complaining about these kids today. So I guess the mafia godfathers are really unhappy with the poor quality of the new recruits that are coming into the mafia.
What? Like, what kind of things are they disappointed?
They say they lack the honor and they lack the discipline of the earlier generations. And some of the bosses are even suggesting that the new recruits watch The Godfather so they learn proper mafia behavior.
No, not them getting recruited into a mafia and they're like, your training session, you got to sit down. We're watching The Godfather today.
Yeah, I mean, when your mafia doesn't set up a movie night, you know, times are tough.
You're not hard enough. You're not mean enough. I need you guys
to get
off your phone and focus.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. All right, finally this morning, this would be a very, very memorable Valentine's Day dinner. There is a Vietnamese place in Australia, that hands out custom R-rated fortune cookies, and the customers love it. So they recently ordered a new batch for Valentine's Day, but the fortune cookie company, they made a big mistake. Now, they got the messages right, but they accidentally shipped them out to other restaurants that bought just their normal fortune cookies. So people who got the fortunes were really, really upset. Here's the type of thing that they were getting when they cracked open their cookie. Now, not all of them were dirty. Like, one of them said, you are capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day. You won't be that great. Sorry. Like, that's literally the fortune cookie. But there are some dirty ones that people are getting just when they go to regular Asian restaurants. This one said, the year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon. And then it ended by saying their spouse only married you for your money, you ugly bleep.
Oh my God.
I know.
There's this one I saw online. It says, I see money in your future, but it's not yours though.
The restaurant that ordered them found out about it when the company emailed to say that they weren't doing swear words anymore. And the restaurant owner said it was their mistake. It was not her mistake. They even said they're not taking any chances. They're going to do silly messages and rude ones, but they're not going to do any with profanity at this point.
What about this one? If you eat something and nobody sees you eat it, it has no calories.
I've always believed that. That is a way of life. Are you kidding me? Come on now. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I know you have a couple of trips going on this like weekend and upcoming. And when you vacation, do you get like vacation stress?
I do. Yeah. And this is why, because when I went to Big Bear, I'm thinking about this time of the year, and it was snowing in Big Bear a few years ago, and it was a group trip. I mean, there was a group of 30 of us in this huge cabin, and we were so excited for this trip, but at the same time, I was just not taking care of myself And I was very stressed for the trip, but I'm excited at the same time. So we get to this trip and I'm the one in charge. And I think that's probably why I'm so stressed out of a group of 30.
Being in charge sucks. Like, how do you get the one? How do you become the one to be in charge? Because I always try to just fade into the distance and I'm one of that participates but doesn't have to plan.
And this is probably because they see me as this organized person.
Yeah.
Staff, you
I
do
can
it.
See that, yeah.
So I'm in charge of this trip. I'm stressed out and I'm getting there the first day. I will never forget. It was snowing in Big Bear and I was freezing. So cold. But when I get inside and the heater, it's warm, I couldn't cool down. It was as if my body wasn't reacting, or I don't know. It was really weird. So I'm under the covers and I'm starting to shiver. Like, my jaw is clenching. And my friends are like, "Are you okay? You don't look good. You look really pale." I'm like, "I can't stop shivering." They're like, "Let's go lay you down. Let's get you some water." Once I took my first sip of water, my kidney started to throb like someone was stabbing.
Oh my gosh.
My kidney. So I'm like, "Oh no." And they're like, "What's wrong?" They thought, like, "Is it your time of the month?" I'm like, "No." So they're like, "We got to get you to the hospital." So I end up going to the ER in Big Bear and I found out that I had a kidney infection. And that's why one of the things when I'm going on vacations, I'm like, "Drink your water, take your vitamins." And the doctor just basically told me, like, "You haven't been drinking enough water. You haven't been taking care of yourself."
I feel like I always need to take antibiotics with me when I go on vacation because I always get like a UTI or a kidney infection. Is that a thing? Like, do other women experience that? It is so frustrating. And I don't know if it's like you, the stress, the lack of water, the fact that sometimes, you know, you got to hold things a little longer than you want too because you're traveling and it's not always easy to go, but that is like a thing with me all the time. I totally get what you're saying.
And traveling too, like, you don't really have a very good nourished meal. Like, you're on the go, you're fast. It's like, "Let's get some fast food, let's get this." So I in general, like, I'm not getting fruits or vegetables for sure on vacation.
Oh no, it's like a Takis and a Diet Coke. Yeah. Like, seriously, do you have like a vacation that went sideways? It just completely blew up in your face. And what happened? 702-364-9400. Ramon, when you go on vacation, do you experience anything like that?
Oh, I have one. About 10 years ago, my first trip to Europe. We went on this European cruise for about 8 days. We get to Barcelona. We get there early so we could, experience the city. We get to the ship. We, load up our bags. For some reason, I take my carry-on bag. I keep it on me. We get a cab. They take us to the central in the city. I get out the cab. We start walking. About 2 or 5 minutes, I realize, man, I left my carry-on in the trunk of the taxi.
No, you didn't.
I did. I had my shoes, my Beats by Dre. I couldn't. Sorry, it brings the memories back.
Did you get it back?
So I'm walking around thinking what to do. I'm asking other cab drivers and they're kind of like, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm trying. It's hard. It was so hard to enjoy the city. We get back to the dock where the ship's at. I tell them my situation and they're like, "Okay, I mean, we'll try our best." About third or fourth day on the ship, I have a message on the phone. "Hey, we got your bag."
What?
No, they got you. They found your bag?
The cab driver went back to where they picked us up and he left it on the dock and he's like, "Hey, we'll have it here when you get back." And I was like, man, they're still good people.
What an honest person. Yeah. That's a happy ending. I'm just still reeling over the fact that you took a carry-on on a cruise. How could you not have that much luggage?
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.